Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
Welcome to KSDP Radio Show, Drive on Air, with Raylene. And today our topic is about the Bermuda Triangle. I'm going to tell you a little story first, and then we could throw in our ideas. Okay, there was this plane, Flight 19. It was training. It was a training flight of TBM Avenger bombers that went missing on December 5th, 1945, while over the Atlantic. The squadron's flight path was scheduled to take them due east for 120 miles, north for 73 miles, and then back over a final 120-mile leg that would return them to the naval base, but they never returned. And the flight encountered unusual phenomena and anomalous compass readings. And also the plane was flying on a very calm day, and they had a very good pilot, Lieutenant Charles Carroll Taylor. And then not long after that went missing, they sent a mariner aircraft with a 13-man crew to go find them. But then later on, they went missing also. And then later, there was a report from a tanker cruising off the coast of Florida of a visible explosion, which was about the time the mariner would have been on patrol. So, basically, the Bermuda Triangle eats you up and you never come out. Do you believe it?
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Why?
Because it sounds like fun.
What if you never come back?
Oh, wow.
Jeez, crazy. What do you think of the Bermuda Triangle, Whitney?
I think it's pretty cool.
Really?
It'd be cool to see someone sucked into it.
Do you think you go anywhere after you get sucked in it?
I don't know.
Like a new world?
That'd be pretty cool.
I think it would. What do you think of the Bermuda Triangle, Mark?
I don't think it's like mythical or whatever like people think.
It's you like, think they go in there and don't come back?
No, I've seen a show all about it and how the planes could have crashed and stuff like that. Because like, there's like gases in that certain part and they come out of the water, and then like they actually did a test with the same gas as it had an airplane engine and it stalled the engine, so I don't believe it.
Really? But if they did do that, don't you think they'd find pieces of airplanes and boats and whatever else went missing in it?
Didn't they find one of the planes in the bottom of the ocean?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
That's like one of the planes out of the hundreds.
Yeah, well, they just haven't found them. It's a big ocean out there.
Sure is. What's your explanation, Mr. Gerio?
I kind of agree with Mark. I don't think it's mystical. I just think that there are ocean currents, and the ocean's a big, big place, and there are currents all over the place, so you can get things easily lost. I do know that Amelia Earhart disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle.
Did she?
Yep. And it's not as small of an area as we think. Like, when you think triangle, like, it's not the size of this building. It's huge.
Oh, I know.
It's like it's hundreds of miles wide. So ocean currents in a hundreds of miles wide area, you could be anywhere. And we don't have the technology to look underneath the ocean like that. I mean, you'd have to be in a submersible that's no bigger than the table you're sitting at, and you have no visibility at the bottom of the ocean, so it could be 3 feet to your left and you could never see it.
Well, maybe these people will use special technology cameras and go take pictures of under the water.
They will.
Like they did, and then they found a shrimp, a new shrimp.
Yeah, in Antarctica.
Raven knows all about it.
It's all about it.
Work in the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, that's right. I don't know if it's really true or not, but what's your opinion about it?
I don't know. I think it's kind of weird. I don't think people get sucked into it, because how would anybody know?
That's very true.
And how high does it go? Because they're over a million flights a year, and you know, they're not lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
But maybe it's like what Mark says, their technology goes kapoop and then they just crash.
Well, I know, but I think you have to be a certain amount of feet over the ocean, and, you know, jetliners are 34,000 feet above the ocean, and so unless it's got, like, a mystical wall.
Well, it also has stuff to do with compasses, too, I think. Something about compasses. Read here. It has been inaccurately claimed that the Bermuda Triangle is one of the two places on Earth at which a magnetic compass points towards true north. But then it says, normally a compass will point toward magnetic north. The difference between the two is known as compass variation. The amount of variation changes by as much as 60 degrees at various locations around the world.
That's true. True north and magnetic north are different, but it just says inaccurately claimed, which means that it's not true. So it really doesn't point to true north, it points to magnetic north.
Yes, Raven?
Where's the other place?
That's a good question. Well, up here it said where... Didn't I just read where it, like, started?
Inaccurately claimed.
No, not that part. She asked where the Bermuda... That's what you're asking, where the Bermuda Triangle was?
No, the other one.
The other place that...
So there's two places that...
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. It wasn't right. It was wrong.
Oh.
Giving me bad answers. But I think it's about time for a break.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up
good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me the
excitations.
Good vibrations.
She's
giving me the excitations. She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's giving me
back, And that was a lovely song by the Beach Boys. That's what you're going to be hearing all day today while you're listening to my show, the Beach Boys, because they're amazing. But anyway, back on to the Bermuda Triangle stuff. I can tell you where it's located. Hold on. It is also known as the Devil's Triangle, and it is a region in the western part of the North Atlantic Ocean in which a number of aircraft and surface vessels are alleged to have mysteriously disappeared in a manner that cannot be explained by human error, piracy, equipment failure, or natural disasters. Hey, do you think they disappeared because of piracy?
No, I think it's the Devil's Triangle, and they're all satanic people and practice Satanism. I'm going to start tomorrow.
You don't believe in piracy?
It could happen, but pirates aren't stealing them.
Why not?
Because pirates have better stuff to steal, like treasures.
What are they speaking?
But they've already found all the treasures.
I was just about to say how the pirates were shooting down planes in the 40s.
Shut up, Mark. It says here it could have been them. Do you think it was from natural disasters?
No.
What sort of natural disaster affects a plane?
A tornado, a tsunami,
But if it was a natural disaster, why would it all happen in the same spot?
Like the same disaster, place. But I mean, it'd have to be a really big tsunami to knock down a plane. Yeah. I mean, it'd have to be miles.
Okay,
high.
A tornado, which is right where they are all the time. It's the Bermuda Triangle's right off of Florida.
No, it's not. It's
yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's like north, Florida, isn't it?
It's in the North Atlantic, and you just said
yeah,
North Atlantic.
Yeah, but it's right off of Florida. It's right there.
The
you want to see a map? See that? It's right off Florida. And that's where a lot of tornadoes go.
Tornadoes. Maybe tornadoes, but once again, planes flying into tornadoes. It would be kind of
that's their stupid fault, yeah.
You can kind of be a stupid pilot and fly into a tornado. And they're called water spouts when they're on the water. I really don't think that ships also would go into the tornadoes.
Yeah, see, Whitney knows. She lived down there before.
So did I. Yeah, but they have hurricane warnings.
Not in the 40s.
Okay. Yeah, well, still, I don't know. You probably know.
Yeah, Mark, not in the 40s.
Plus, they could probably outrun a hurricane.
You could outrow a hurricane. So, you could probably.
No, I'm in the plane.
I mean, even on a rowboat, you could outrow a hurricane. So, they move like 16 miles an hour. Maybe not outrow, but you could definitely outboat them. Or
yeah.
Help. Does any of you guys think that the disappearing was paranormal?
No.
Well, I know you won't.
I don't either.
Possibly.
Why don't you?
Because I just don't think that the little triangle has devils in it or whatever. Powers, yeah.
Why not? It's just like when a ghost gets trapped in a house and starts haunting people, why can't it be stuck in a triangle?
Maybe it was like
Columbus's friends.
Yeah,
like,
see?
A long time ago.
That's right.
It's a good explanation. I think.
So what was about the compasses anyway? What happens to them? What were you saying?
It's like when you're in there, they don't work or they...
But it points to north instead of magnetic
like
north.
True
north.
Like,
where's true north?
Yeah, what is true north?
True north is literally north. Magnetic north is... Magnetic north has to do with the way that the poles are aligned.
Yeah, I don't understand that stuff, but okay.
Like there's...
True north is a direction. And
yeah,
like, you know, I'm so bad at this, but that's, you said what, that's west? Southwest, that way?
South.
But, okay, well,
southwest
whatever.
Or north
yeah,
is that way.
So north
west,
is,
right?
So okay, so maybe north is this way. But, just because we're pointing north doesn't mean that that's magnetic north. The north poles, magnetic north poles change depending on, I don't know, a lot of different things. But magnetic north isn't always at the top of the world. In fact, it moves. So, I don't
know. But
true north
is always at the top of the world?
Yeah. It's true north. It's the way you point. You got anything else, Raylene, or do you want to take a break?
Here it says the boundaries of the triangle cover the Straits of Florida, the Bahamas, and the entire Caribbean island area, and the Atlantic east to the Azores. How is that possible? Don't people fly down to the Caribbean all the time?
Yeah. I've been to the Bahamas multiple times. We've never disappeared once.
Huh. So how come before it would, like, take those planes and then, like, you guys are completely fine? But it says the Caribbean's in the triangle.
I think what happens is that we fly around the triangle and we parachute out of the planes. And then boats pick us up, like two boats.
Pirates. Awesome.
And then we, until we get to the resorts. That's what I remember, at least from my experiences.
It'd be cool if pirates picked you up.
Yeah, I don't think pirates are as magical and romantic as they used to be.
When were they? When were they rolling
back? In the 1700s when they would, like, you know, take stuff from ships and they would let everybody go.
Oh.
Now they just
shoot people
with automatic weapons and hunt you down on, you know, huge
little tiny boats. Like
speed boats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to be when you were a pirate you had to work for it. But now you got a speedboat. You can outrun a yacht can't outrun a speedboat. Sorry, that's not the movie to try. Keep going.
Let's see. Well, I don't understand how they could, like, so much stuff could go missing in the triangle, and then you never see of them again. And it's always in the triangle, never anywhere else.
It is a mystery. How about you take a break?
Okay, time for a break again. See you some more Beach Boys.
Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the healthy dinner out of my heart. Help me run the help me run.
it seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
I think I found out a solution why they never found no evidence of all the crashing stuff. But here it says, a significant factor with regard to missing vessels in the Bermuda Triangle is a strong ocean current called the Gulf Stream. So maybe you were right. Well, maybe that's the Bermuda Triangle's plan. Maybe they like killing people and then they're like, oh, they're just going to float away. Well, we'll just leave them in there. And there'll be no evidence because that'll all float away too. Maybe they should build some like kind of, just some kind of floating thing that can't sink and then send it flying in there and see if it crashes.
The Formosa Triangle, otherwise known as the Devil's Sea, is located off the coast of Japan in a region of the Pacific around Miyake Island, about 110 miles south of Tokyo. Like the Bermuda Triangle, the Devil's Sea doesn't appear on any official maps, but the name is used by Japanese fishermen. The area is known for strange disappearances of ships and planes. Another myth is that, like the Bermuda Triangle, the Devil's Sea is the only other area where a compass points true north rather than magnetic north. One popular theory is that volcanic activity around that area, particularly an underwater volcano, could be responsible for the disappearances.
So maybe the Bermuda Triangle has, like, a sister, you know? Do you believe so?
I guess so. I mean, the Earth is a big place, and I guess it's possible for things to disappear and to not come back, you know?
Are there any volcanoes in the Bermuda Triangle?
Hold on, I figured this here out. It was pretty interesting. I thought I just told you guys. But when there are earthquakes or volcanic activity, there's methane hydrates like in the ocean. And well, anyway, when these hydrates are broken and they release methane bubbles has a lower density than water and air, so this can disrupt the buoyancy of water, which is the force that keeps anything on water to stay afloat. Methane disrupting the buoyancy of water can indeed cause ships to sink on water when everything is perfectly fine. For aircraft, they can be flying though like normal, and when they pass into a field of methane and air, they can suddenly start losing altitude because of the methane cannot support the plane.
And they did a test and they had the engine sitting there, the airplane engine, and they sent the gas up and it actually stalled the engine out. So that could have been the cause of all those crashes.
Okay, I think Mark proved us wrong. I believe Mark's theory. What's your belief?
Yeah, Brittany? I think it has something to do with all the gas stuff.
And you, Raven?
You still get to disappear, right? If it's from the gas.
Well, now we kind of think that you just die.
You crash into the ocean and either drown or you're knocked unconscious and drown. So it's really not...
So you really drown either way.
Or choice A, drown, or choice B, drown.
Or die in a fiery crash.
There's no
or always or choice C, go to Narnia.
I'm going to go to Narnia.
Okay. And your belief, Mr. Jurio?
I think that if you can prove that there were volcanic eruptions underneath the Bermuda Triangle at that point, then fine. But I don't know if that's an area that has a lot of volcanic activity.
Me neither. Bianca, what's your theory?
To disappear would be scary, and to drown would be scary. And I feel bad for those people, but how come no one found any of their bodies?
Because of the Gulf Stream current.
Yeah, and because fish eat them.
Plus it's a huge, how many square feet was on there?
500,000 square feet.
Yeah, but that's our conclusion for the Bermuda Triangle.
Disgusting conclusion.
So, let's wrap it up and we'll see you next week with Gay Marriage with Honey Lou. Okay. Peace out.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be serving like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch them serving at
Inside, outside USA.
Ventura County.
And Anchor Bees and Swan,
Inside, outside, USA.
Pacific Palace.
Yeah, everybody's got serving, serving USA.